The name Rouge, Detroit's little red hobgoblin, the harbinger of doom and disaster. The legend of the Nain Rouge goes back to the very earliest days of Detroit's history as a French settlement. Now the story of the Nain Rouge is being told through a series of fiction books and a graphic novel and a planned short film. Joseph Bastian is the writer and creator of the Nain Rouge trilogy and the Nain Rouge graphic novel. So good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me here.
And Joseph is a partner in Folkteller Publishing with Carl Winans, who's a producer and a digital storyteller. Glad to have you with us, Carl.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Three books and a graphic novel, Joe, and plans for a film. What was it about the legend of the Nain Rouge that just inspired this flood of creativity in you?
Well, there were two things. It was timing and opportunity. It was 2008, 2009. Like a lot of people, I lost my job. And I had heard about the legend before, but never really looked too much into it. So all around me, you know, being a native Detroiter, and I saw things were like, seemed so dark and so bad.
It was the pit of the recession.
It was a terrible period for so many people. And just by happenstance, the legend came back in my field of vision. So I started doing a deeper dive into it. First of all, it was such an old legend, and I had never heard of it before. And most people that I knew who grew up here had never heard of it before. And then that this was a legend that was so old, but there were only bits and pieces. As I started to do research, there was no backstory about who this creature was or where he came from. It was just, there's this harbinger of doom that appears just prior to bad events. And that was pretty much the story. And that he had run into Cadillac when Cadillac founded Detroit. That was pretty much it. So as a writer and now having the opportunity and the time to invest in that, I was like, wow, this seems like real fertile ground where you could really bring this story to life.
Uncork your imagination. Yeah. And nobody from 300 years ago is going to be around and go, no, that's not what we meant. So really, it was a blank slate for you to play with.
Exactly.
Give us a sense, without giving all the goods away, what did you choose for the Nain Rouge backstory?
Well, the story begins, in literary terms, I love saying this, in medias res, so which means in the middle. So the first book, the action starts right off the bat. There's two middle schoolers that are on a field trip down at the DIA. They end up seeing the Nain Rouge. They're so distraught, they pass out. When they come to, the curator says, listen, I need to talk to you. He takes them aside and says, I know what you saw. He's been appearing more and more, and it's a bad sign for you. It's like seeing a black cat. Mm-hmm. So that's the first few pages. That's how the story begins. So really try to draw the reader in right away. And what the children learn is that there's a curse on the city, and all this bad energy has been building up year after year after year, and now it's manifested in the Nain Rouge, and he's becoming more and more powerful. And what the curse is what happened when the Nain Rouge appeared. He was actually a good force. He was a balancing force in nature, and he was the keeper of the straits, of the narrows between the lakes. So he worked with the natives to cultivate the land. And then when Cadillac came, he showed up at the fort. And he said, he introduced himself and said, hey, you know, I'm the Nain Rouge. My name is Luton. I kind of keep things in harmony and balance, and I'd be happy to work with you to cultivate the land. Well, Cadillac dismissed him and had his men throw him out of the fort and, you know, beat him up and said, I'll take what I want and do what I want. I don't have to listen to you. So the Nain Rouge turned around and he cursed him, and this was his curse. He said, take what you steal and steal what you keep. The shepherd must pay for his sins with his sheep. So fast forward to these two kids, what they learn is they're actually descendants of Cadillac's men, and they're the ransom to the curse.
Oh my goodness, how great.
And it all culminates on the 300th anniversary of the city of Detroit. So I won't give anything else away, but that's sort of the rising action, and that's just the first book.
And it begins the Nain Rouge, and then Nain Rouge 2, The Red Tide, and then Nain Rouge 3, The Red Truth. We're talking with writer Joe Bastian, who is the creator of the Nain Rouge trilogy and the Nain Rouge graphic novel, and his partner in Folkteller Publishing, Carl Winans. Carl, does this story, do you believe, speak to people who are not from Southeast Michigan?
Oh, absolutely. It's a universal story, but that's what we find really fascinating about, you know, urban and local legends. And our focus with Folkteller is to take obscure local legends and kind of bring them to life and shining a light on them, letting people feel proud of where they're from and share their stories, but also let other people experience and connect to those stories as well.
And this is something that Carl and I have talked about a lot. We've talked about visualizing literature. I don't think people read less. They read differently. And they read more visually now, and they read in smaller pieces, so they might not go and tackle an entire text-based novel.
Hmm.
In fact, yeah. I had one of my best friends said, I gave him a copy of the books, and he said, Joe, he goes, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to read these books, but I'll go see the movie.
Isn't that interesting?
And that just told me a lot, and I was a little insulted.
I'm sure you were.
but that with that kind of candor, that's how people are. They would much rather, you know, read the graphic novel, which is much more visual, or go see the film. And it's all about the story. That's what we believe, is everyone takes in and receives stories in different ways. And so our goal is to make the story, tell the story, and make it available to as many people as possible.
And speaking of film, you are planning that for the new year?
Mm-hmm.
And you have enlisted actor Martin Kleba, who is originally from Troy, and people have seen him on a lot of TV credits, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So was he approachable and up for this?
Oh, absolutely. We talked to Martin early on in the process, and Martin was, you know, happy to come on board. He was excited about the project, obviously. It was also a great opportunity for him as well.
Fascinating, fascinating. And again, the website is?
Folktellerstories.com.
Joseph Bastian and Carl Winans, you'll have to keep us posted. And as the movie gets put together with Martin Kleba, please keep us updated.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.